Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the 24th year, kicking it off with our 23rd anniversary week. Kicking off our 24th year on the air. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, president of National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969. We're celebrating our 51st year here. Working for lower taxes, fairer taxes, less wasteful federal spending, and more accountability from public officials at all levels, including the international one.
Mm-hmm. NTU, folks, is not just a force in America. They're an internationally recognized leader and helping democracies, helping people who have democratic, who are working for democracy all over the world. NTU is one of the leaders. So I encourage you to follow them at NTU.org and contribute to their work. Yeah, I promise you it'll be a good investment. Hey, Pete, Joe Biden has promised to subvert the tax bill that was passed in at the end of 17, and December 17. And but he says he's going to raise taxes on people with over $400,000 a year, but you and I both know that was probably not an accurate number. That they won't stop at that. At least I think they won't. If the Republicans hold the Senate, what can Biden do to subvert that tax cut?
Yeah, one of the problems with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, aside from some of the policy disagreements,
which I took issue with some of those things too, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes. Now, one of the problems legislatively with that law was that Congress left huge parts of it open to the executive branch to fill in. In other words, all of the business tax provisions affecting companies that work overseas but are headquartered here, the so-called international tax rules surrounding these acronyms, GILTI and BEAT and FDII, most of that law was actually rulemaking by the U.S. Treasury to put in place and make function.
And now we're going to have Elizabeth Warren as the Secretary of the Treasury, probably. So, you know, Pete, in the digital world, in the cyber world, we call those back doors. And in that world, that's not a good thing. Go ahead.
That's right. And so, really, Mr. Biden has already telegraphed to a number of people in the tax policy world that the so-called GILTI and BEAT rules are going to be subject to very serious revision. There are the rules surrounding how so-called pass-throughs, that's your audience, by the way, will be able to qualify for a lot of the relief under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. You know, Congress created that 20% provision for providing relief to small businesses, but it was the Treasury that figured out all the particulars, who qualifies as a pass-through.
Which professions was what I took issue with and still do.
Yes, and so the executive branch could have a major impact on how those laws function. And when you think about it, the Biden administration could issue new rules severely restricting the availability of relief, raising tax rates effectively on businesses that have concerns overseas especially. What can Congress do? Well, they can use the Congressional Review Act to try and overturn the administration's rules. That's subject to a presidential veto. Mm-hmm. There is not a sustainable veto margin, or there is a sustainable margin in Congress to keep the president's veto from being overturned, mm-hmm. regardless of the election. That's going to be difficult.
It's going to be hard, folks. This is the scary part about what's going to probably going to be going forward. Hey, Pete, thank you for 23 great years. Will you come back soon?
I absolutely will.
Thank you. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Please check it out and support those people. They do good work. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Read it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.